Our guest at the cafe this morning on the phone line is Harold Banner movie reviewer Alice Reese. Good morning.
Good morning, John Mark.
And let's talk first of all about the new movie out, directed by Clint Eastwood, The 1517 to Paris. Now, this is based on an actual incident that happened in Paris in 2015?
Yes, on the train to Paris. Yes, it was three American young men who stopped a terrorist who was armed with a bomb and all kinds of guns and whatever, and they very heroically stopped his actions.
And Eastwood is using the actual fellas who acted against the terrorist on that train in this movie.
Yeah, instead of having actors, he has the actual young men, Anthony Sadler, Alex Garlatos, and Spencer Stone. At first, he was going to have actors, and then he said, no, I just want the real guys. So they actually are playing themselves.
How does that work out?
Well, it's all right. They're not quite pros, but I don't know, because of how they look, especially the main fellow, the biggest hero, the Spencer Stone character, he's kind of a man mountain, and he's really the one who did all the great things. It would have been hard to cast somebody in his place that looked like him and that has this, like, innocence. I liked him a lot in the role, I mean, playing himself, and so I can't imagine that. But the thing that's wrong with the movie is that these guys, they do this is a small portion, this event on the train is a small portion, so they go back and do their entire lives all the way back to middle school, and where these three guys became friends, and it's just not that interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, kind of like, they were not, their backstories were not fascinating. They were just sort of ho-hum.
Mm-hmm. The reviews of this have not been good.
Right. I know. It's last year, Clint Eastwood did Sully, which was Oscar-nominated, and it's very similar to how this film is created, where they have one big event, and then they show that big event at the end, and then it's all interspersed. Little hints of it interspersed. It worked very well for Sully, but for this, because people are not as familiar with this story, I guess that's one reason it doesn't work as well. And a lot of most of the critics don't care for this casting.
This may be one, Alice, where the critics and the public are on opposite sides. I see that 90% of the people in Rotten Tomatoes, the public wants to see the movie.
Oh, yes. And I think I saw it with a big audience, and they seemed to really go for it. It doesn't measure up. I guess what most people are judging on is it's not as good as Clint Eastwood's usual. It's just not.
It's
not in that category.
We're talking with Alice Reese, Harold Banner movie reviewer. Now, another movie coming out this week is the animated Peter Rabbit, which is referred to as a contemporary comedy with attitude.
Exactly. That's a good definition. Beatrice Potter wrote the children's book in 1902, and finally they brought it to the screen. It's partially animated. It's CGI animation and then live action also. And I just adored what they did with these cute bunnies. They have this realistic fur, and their eyes all look like E.T. They're just so cute. But it's supposed to be, the story is a nice, gentle little children's story with mischievous animals and poor Mr. McGregor. And this time it turns into very much, I called it Rock'em Sock'em comic battles. It's extremely violent. Cartoon violence.
but not in a graphic sort of way.
Yeah, well,
because it's rated PG.
It is. But it's like they dance, they're twerking, they're doing all kinds of things, and it's just lost the spirit of Beatrice Potter. Although she did have in 1902, she had a Peter Rabbit doll in a board game. I just don't think she would have gone along with the commercialism of what this is,
yeah.
But it is very entertaining and James Corden did the voice of Peter, and he has some charm, but it's, you know, it's modern depth a little too much for me.
James Corden, the late night talk show host.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Alice, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us over the phone line again this morning.
Okay.
Alice Reese, Harold Banner movie reviewer. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9.